Good morning, Chelveston, Caldecott and Chelston Rise. It's Sunday the 29th of March, and this is Adrian Dale with your daily briefing. Now, I normally get up at 5 a.m. to prepare the briefing, which is only 20 minutes or so before I used to get up in the pre-emergency days. But today, the clocks went forward, and my body is currently screaming, it's 4:15 in the morning, even you should be in bed. But there's a job to be done. I can't believe that it's been a week since the council declared a parish emergency, and that this is the 10th of our emergency broadcasts. So perhaps it's time to reflect and take stock. This lockdown has brought about a profound change to our lives that nobody could have foreseen even one short month ago. The first death from COVID-19 was recorded on the 5th of March in the United Kingdom. If I had told you then that 24 days later we would record 260 deaths in a single day, would you have believed me? If I'd told you then that the majority of jobs in this country would have disappeared or been put on hold, would you believe me? If I'd told you then that it would now be a criminal offence to make a recreational car journey, would you have believed me? My mind is still struggling to come to terms with how life can change so profoundly in such a short time across the whole planet. There was no earthquake, no tsunami, no raging bushfires or devastating floods. Any of those would have been an instantaneous shock, but at least something to relate to. Instead, we've had an unseen killer creeping across the world, fueled by global travel, not showing itself until it was too late. Now, there are those people in this country, and indeed even in this county, who don't believe this is real. Their behaviours just haven't changed. I saw a family of six on Friday going supermarket shopping together in Morrison's. That just beggars belief. When the Prime Minister urged us to practice social distancing just 2 weeks ago, there had been only 35 deaths in the United Kingdom in total, and large parts of the country ignored him. When he closed the pubs on Friday the 20th and we all went into lockdown, there had been 177 deaths in total, and still, many people ignored him and carried on regardless. Sadly, many of the 260 people that lost their lives yesterday became infected only in the last 2 weeks, all in the time that people ignored him. Our collective failure to practice social distancing on a strict basis is costing fresh lives every day. I know we do our best in this village, but please remember that every trip you take out of the village carries with it a risk. Please stay home, protect the NHS, save lives. But in the face of this adversity, something quite remarkable has happened in this village. 125 people are now in minute-to-minute contact via WhatsApp. Another 45 people are connected by email. So that's 2/3 of the households in the village fully engaged with our emergency plan. And all of this has happened in the space of 7 momentous days. We've seen many acts of kindness and generosity. We've seen humour and banter. We've seen people working together like never before. And on Thursday night, the village stepped out and clapped in unison to support the NHS. Yesterday, I had the privilege of delivering Blom's tulips to some of the households self-isolating in the village. The smiles and tears of joy are something that I won't ever forget. If I had told you 24 days ago that we would have achieved all of this in just 7 short days, would you have believed me? This coming week will be the most telling in the country's campaign against COVID-19. This coming week we'll find out whether we've deflected the tide of the virus, and this coming week will certainly test our resolve. Sadly for some in the country, it'll come too late, but whatever happens, I know that this village is now in the best shape it could be, given the short time that we've had to mobilise. Our volunteer network is ready, the council is ready, and the county's key workers are ready. I do hope you can find some time today to relax and reflect on how lucky we are to live in this village. We live with wonderful people, in beautiful surroundings, largely insulated from the chaos that could soon engulf the cities. Now, Michelle knows that I'm not a man of faith, but even I feel truly blessed to be in this parish today. Thank you.